Feilrich Hanukkah. Thank you, Torah Anytime. Thank you, Kav Yisrocha Protis Kav. Thank you, Kol Aloshin. Everybody should have a Feilrich and Listige Hanukkah. Chol HaDeis, Chol HaMeforshim, you work out beautiful. Alles Skulis Hazman, it's very powerful Hanukkah. Compile big things, especially Zeus Hanukkah, but the whole Hanukkah is Givaldi. Now, a younger man, I encourage people to write Sfarim. And they tell me, what should I write? You're putting out B'tach Weekly already, so I should put out my own? I said, yeah, why not? You're competing? We're working together over here. Anyway, I asked the younger man to put out something on Shemir Sinai. Now, B'li Ein Hara, how many are you giving out already? How many? Thousands. 1,000 was given out. And when he put it out, he figured there's so much stuff out. By the way, Shemir Sinai does have a lot of beautiful stuff is coming out in that area. They should put out stuff in Kass also. Kass is also a hot issue. There's other issues, you know, whatever. The Zionists they should put out. But, you know, you feel, what am I accomplishing over here? There's so many things, and he put it out, and so many feedback. People are telling him, your Sefer finally did the job. His own style, his own Mahalach, should I say the name? This younger man's own, I have a whole batch over here at my side. It's beautiful stuff. On Shemir Sinai, look at that. Ah. What a schus it is. The schus a person gets when he helps. When he helps other people.
Well, it wasn't English.
When he helps other people. The Mazakis Arabim, he gets schar for every single movement of another yid. And when one yid gets better, he gets his friend better. And his friend copies him. It's Peiris, Atzeiv Kol HaDeiris. A Mazakis Arabim, I encourage everybody, don't be shy. Don't sit there in the back and say, well, they're already putting something out on Mandel's B'tacha Weekly. I'm going to compete. Well, don't be so scared of competing. What's compete? All the Gedolei Yisrael wrote Sfarim and they all competed. Everyone's busy competing. What's wrong? Go put something out. There's someone out there that you can reach and no one else can reach. Don't be a shuffle. That's the worst thing. Reb Kalman Krohn once told me the worst thing is to be a shuffle. He helped me get myself invited to Dun Segel's house on Shabbos. So I made a call. I says, I'm coming. The Rebbe said, oh, glad to have you. Boom. I spent the Shabbos with Dun Segel. What a uplifting experience. Goes, Reb Kalman let me have it. Right? I was a young man. It's a shvach of my wife that she let me go. So the, whenever a younger man tells of all the great things he does, he goes here, he goes there. The true shvach is his wife. She has to be saved all of that stuff. He's the big shah. Nech digatag. That's why it says, El Yonim Lamata V'Tachtonu L'Mala. She's the one, the lady. What do you? He's against the tzaddik. He sits and learns and zach. And she sits home. By the way, I want to tell you something. There's a younger man here in Lakewood who works in his administration office. And he says he loves working at 7,000 Kilolite in Lakewood. And he told me, he said that they bring ladies there, the ladies that work in the office, they brought him 15 ladies in a special spot. And one of the Bata Madrashim, there's a place you can go with it. No one will see you and you can take a peek at what the younger light are doing in the middle of Seder. And it's, they were crying from Simcha. And there are a lot of stories where they took women from Yehopetz and they brought them to Lakewood, and they saw the beauty there, the fire of sitting and learning Yom Valayla. It's they were crying. Two stories. With the mamish crying from Simcha, this woman, her husband's learning 25 years, and she finally saw them in action. And she went crazy. It's beautiful. What's going on in Lakewood? 7,000 Yungalite harving and learning. What a Kiddush Hashem. We should all be so happy. I want to mention Moi's tour is a very chosh of a, it's a lidala over there, but it's strictly for the klal. What I went through means Gans Kla Yisrael. What I went through with Haman, what I went through with the Yavanim, became Shamoy Shakati. Right? There we also had problems. Even the base Hamikdash, we had problems. We had problems there. We had Pari. The history of Kla Yisrael sitting in Moisur. And the thing what I like about Moisur B'Miuchet, it gives a person, a community, a feeling of Achrayis for the Klal. You're talking to the whole Kla Yisrael. You're saying what they're going through as if it's your issue. That's the way every yid should be all the time. You feel like he's part of the cloud. We're all in this together. Anyway, so it's a time I used to learn in Chaim Berlin, Sefer of Chaim Berlin. And I remember when I first came there and they asked Rabbi Yisrael Soloveitchik to speak, they made up as a party. And they were singing, Noy, 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 Yislu, Sarosho, they were singing. I was so inspired. I was a young bachur from Far Rockaway, New York. And I come to this big yeshiva in New York. You know, Far Rockaway, those days, was Yehupitz. It was, you know, Far Rockaway. You know what Far Rockaway looked like? I was in a coeducational school, the only school they had highlighted. Hebrew Institute of Long Island. That was Far Rockaway. All my friends had televisions, Vashtetzach. And Halavai, I don't think anybody's mother covered her hair. I mean, we're going way back. And my father was a yachid. He not only he was from, but he wore a beard and he fafed on the belt. I guess that's how I became an avardiger with a father like that. He was a tarvadas, but he laughed at the world. He did his thing. They loved him. He was such a decent person. He was a Rebbe there in Highline. They loved him very much. Anyway, but he made a Kiddush Hashem every movie made. Should be a schluss for his Halig and Hashem, my father. Anyway, but we went with my parents, and they wanted us to see a taste of the real thing. What's Yiddishkeit? And they used to bring us in the summertime. We used to go to the Nagri Yeshiva in Mount Kisco, Westchester County. And I was able to see Rabbi Chava Weissmandel, Zeichat Zadik Baruch. Unbelievable. Rabbi Chava Weissmandel, I heard him cry on Eicha, the way it was the summertime. So we would have. The way he cried, like the Beis Hamikdash was Chorev yesterday. He went through the Nazis, Yemach Shemam. He was a Tzadik Yisrael Deilim, Rav Chava Weissmandel. And I was Zeichet. When he got an Aliyah in the next Yeshiva, Rabbi Sai, I never saw this anywhere. The whole place stood up with such a Charada, with such a Kovet HaTorah. I don't think we understand this. These are things. They'll give Kavod Ha'in, Kavod Ha'er, but there's some that you can't explain. You have to be there the way everybody got up. And they said, Rav Mechaber is getting an Aliyah. And the whole yeshiva was like, they were in awe, they were in a trance. Rav Mechaber. Another time, I also noticed a tremendous Kavod HaTorah. And when I was at Rav Leib Malin's Levaya, and Rav Aaron Cutler came in. When he walked in, Rabbi Aaron Cutler has come. Ooh-wah. The way the Olam was like, it can't describe it. Can't describe. You had to see it. Anyway, so my parents wanted to show us Yiddishkeit. And then we used to go to Williamsburg for Simchas Torah. And I saw the Satmar Rebbe, Rabbi Yelish, dancing alone. Unbelievable the way he danced. Alone by the Chassidim, they all... I remember the Niggin, Simchas Torah in Williamsburg, with the Satmar Rebbe, Rabbi Yoelish, Zeichat Tzadik, Baracha, Schus Yergan Aleinu, the way he dances Simchas Torah, that's what my parents wanted me to see. They wanted me to see a little Yiddishkeit. Anyway, of those days, there was Shvach the whole year. Otherwise, you didn't see much. It's a big bracha. That what we have today. Vayayayim and Chaim Berlin made its mark in Far Rockaway. And we were invited to see what a yeshiva looks like. Rabbi Isai, I can't describe to you. When Mesifta Rabbeinu Chaim Berlin, how sweet it was. The learning in Chaim Berlin, I can't describe the simcha. It was still in Pitkin and Stone, whoever remembers. He's got to be an old guy like me to remember that. I was there the last 2 years. It was already, you needed to pass the deep water test. go to that yeshiva. Because it was a Mulga bank. They say the guy who owned the bank jumped off the roof during the depression. And whatever it was. But anyway, it was a tail end of the old Chaim Berlin. And I still tasted the flavor, the Beis Medrash, the sweetness. Ach, the Shechina was there without a suffix. There was a certain Vamkeit, Lichtigkeit, to learn a Chaim. What I liked about the Sitra Rabbeinu Chaim Berlin, Rav Hudna Zalman Alichtig Gan Eden, when I walked into that place, there was a feeling where you learn because you love it. That was the Ruach. That's what I felt. And I started learning because to me it was like just watched everybody learn with a simcha. The way they learned in Chaim Berlin, they were into singing a lot. Then the Chaim Berlin was a helig in Platz. It still is about the Rabban Shechta and something. All them Godel and Shayach. I remember way back how beautiful it was. And I remember Chanukah. I remember the Niggin. The way the Bachrim would dance into the in the dormitory. Those days, the Yeshiva Bachur was like, wow, who's that? First time I saw Yeshiva Bachur from Chafetz Chaim, he came. Chafetz Chaim, what's out of Yeshiva then? It was small, there was nothing. Payaso was just picking itself up from right after the Holocaust. There was nothing around. And I remember the first time I saw Yeshiva Bachur with a sphere of beard. And I saw him davening Shemineser. Ooh, wow. I haven't saw that in my life, the way he davened. Wow, look at the way he's davening. He's really davening. I couldn't get over it. He's really, really davening. I was a little kid. The way he davened with his sphere of beard. And a yeshiva bacha. Ah, what a glick we have. Now we have such a beautiful world. We have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu what he did for Klal Yisrael after such a horrific, traumatic experience of the Nazi Holocaust. And now, look what's going on. What we have, 7,000 Yungalite and Lakewood, 7,000 packing away and learning. And the people who work with them rave over them. A yeshiva bacha. Torah. Chanukah is a time for the love of Torah. What Torah does to a person. I want to tell you that I spoke to Rabbi Yaakov Forsheim and Zangazit and Shtak. He told me when he asked in Tyrus with Bnei Torah, you know the way they kill each other? Bnei Torah, it's a Din Torah. They're fighting over something. You know the way they fight? Maybe you're right. No, maybe you're right. No, maybe you're right. That's Bnei Torah. You know what a Ben Torah is. Huh? What a schuss it is to be Ira Torah. Whoever's here when Mashiach comes, or Meir Feinstein told me, whoever's in Lakewood when Mashiach comes is lucky. Lakewood is Kadesh Kadoshim. There's no place like Lakewood. Kadesh Kadoshim. Everyone's coming here. There's a reason. This is the place. It's such a holy spot. And the more you talk good things about Lakewood, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has nachas. Do it! Say nice things about Lakewood. Now I'm going to tell you a vot from Rabbi Miller Zatzal. There's a Shari Tshuva Rabbeinu Yonah. And he says over there that a person should praise tzaddikim. And there were, I heard the shmooze from Miller, beautiful shmooze. Praise the Baba of a Rebbe. Praise this tzaddik, this Rosh Hashiva. Praise them. And he says that the Rabbeinu Yonah says that Pirya Rav says easy to do. It's a Malacha Kala. What's the big spiel? Sit down and go praise all the from Yidden. What's so hard about that? About this Rashiva, about this Rebbe, about this. Say nice things about all of them. By the way, Rabbi Miller, and my footnote on this shmoos is, I know where he's coming from. He's coming from Slobodka. In Slobodka, Ayin Teva was number one. In Slobodka, I heard this from the Amalekah. They told me, they were Marish Eilemis on Ayin Teva. Say nice things. Well, they were into saying nice things. Rav Hudna, you say it. I want to sing, oh, Shalom Aleichem, oh, say a good word. They were into that, Bechlal. And said, be nice, say something nice. It's going to cost anything. You know what I once did? I once found a guy became frum because I met him in New York. As soon as Beis Hashiva, I went to some way out place to dance. I met the guy. I didn't know who he was. I kissed him. Goodbye. Years later, he told me his friend became frum because he saw me kiss him. I don't even know the guy's name. And I met him years later. He's working here in Lakewood. Oh, you are the guy that I became frum. My friend, we ended up in our Sameach because we were all stressed out. We didn't like, you know, the system. We didn't like this. But then when that happened, that made a turnaround. And boom. Now they all became frum. The mishpacha is going on here when you do one slight nice thing. And talk, imagine what you're doing in Shemayim when you talk nice things about Klal Yisrael. Anyway, Rabbi Amir Victor Miller, Zeicher Tzadik Levracha, he has a beautiful shmus on praising Tzadikin. And then he quotes Rabbi Yehuda, who says, Sorei Gadol Ad LaShamayim. Hear this? Sorei Gadol Ad LaShamayim. He keeps repeating it. In this shmos. And it's such an easy thing to do. And you have schar tel de shamayim. I got to tell you a true story. I mentioned it many times. I was trying to get a bus in Yerushalayim late at night. I couldn't get my bus. And I was hitching, you know. And the bus didn't come. So I started with davening Hashem. I need a bus. Nothing. Oh, I've been talking, I'm getting a bus, you know, no bus, no nothing, you can stand on your head. You try with all your, hey, but I'm the Baba Talker Weekly, hey, Mr. You know me. No, you're not getting the bus. I didn't say I'd rather. Maybe I should have. Maybe that would have done the trick. I should have, Rabbi Hashem, you know who I am. Let's have a bus. I could see you letting me stand there a half an hour in the cold at night time. And I want to get home and nothing happening. A bus, a car. I wanted to get up. I wanted to move. And I was stuck there in the road. The kids, I decided, let me praise Klal Yisrael. And I started saying nice things. Look at your slime, maybe there's someone. Boom. I got my ride. And that taught me something. Oh, you gotta praise and thank Hashem for giving us this. I'll tell you another myself. I was at the Beis HaKvaros of my uncle, my father Zatzal, my uncle Mana Zatzal, my uncle Princess Zatzal, my uncle Ruby Zatzal. They're all together in Woodbridge. They're all there together. Four Tzadikim, the four Mandels. Gracie Eden, they were. Rav Shina from Kamenitz. He was a guest. By us. He said, he thanks the Mandel, they made him from, they everything, they owed them. The way they used to sing Shabbos afternoon, it was Freilach. Anyway, Tarvadas, that was their Ruach. So, I went to the kever of my father, and I'm davening this, and davening that, and davening Ain, and davening Ahen, for this, for that. You know, you go to the kever of your father on the yard site. Suddenly, I decided to start thanking. And it was a cloudy day. It was a nasty day. My father deserves I should come. And then I'm freezing in cloud. It was mias. Ah, chas v'shalom. How can you say that? But it wasn't gishmak. And suddenly, I decided to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for giving me a father who taught me that there's an Eibishter in the world. I remember that specifically. It made me very, I was so inspired. You owe this man everything you have. You owe Rav Nachman Ben Zevkos Moshe, my dear father. You should have a listening Gan Eden. Him you owe everything. You know there's an Eibishter because of him. He used to tell me about Yitzchak Mitzrayim. Ah, so tell us the way he did it. Don't ask. He was an Olam Choshevan, my father, Tzadik. He was a top-notch Machanach. Anyway, so I thanked Hashem, and got into the thank you mode. As soon as I got into the thank you mode, the sun came out, and it was beautiful. And I got the hint. You talk like that, you get the sun. The Abish is talking to me. You want sunshine in your life? start thanking and thanking. I'll tell you what happened to me just recently. I got myself a toothache. I thought I was seeing stars. Even I was ready to go to urgent care. If I'm ready to go, I'm not ready to go. I don't go so fast. You know, when I have a problem, I dive in and say, hey, Mr., do me a favor. Let's have enough of this stuff. And it goes away, you know. I'm like this with the Yiddish. I'm very, I don't start making life complicated. Davin, goodbye, it'll be okay. Don't get so, but this time I couldn't handle it. It was really bad. So it was Erev Shabbos. I had finished giving out all my B'tachim weeklies. And I actually went to urgent care. And it was too late, of course. I was busy with my other stuff. Now I take care of this. And stop my man's husband, maybe. There was a bus that needed a ride. It was Erev Shabbos, I think. I said, Eivishta, I went, did my ishtadlis, so there's nobody home, Baruch Hashem. Baruch Hashem, there's nobody home. You know what happened the last time I went there? I don't want to say. You got to be careful. They will make you sick if you don't watch yourself. If you're not sick, they'll help you out. It's their business. They have chas v'shalom. There's a lot of tzaddikim among them. Chas v'shalom. No, chas v'shalom. Now I'm talking like that. Abba, you got the message. You got the message. They'll make you sick. Oh, this is terrible. I haven't seen such a bad case in years. It happened to me plenty of times. Such a bad case like you, we never saw. I've had that. Such a bad case. I did have a myrdigamaisa where I had something in my body that was very abnormal, and they couldn't get over it. The nurses, they said, you've been living with this, and I didn't feel the pain. When you're working a lot on B'tachim, maybe it takes care of you. They were in shock. You're not in pain. No. And then they had to do a procedure to me, that, and they did it wrong, and the nurse was going berserk. She was, what did I do to this guy? She was torturing me. And I was just sitting, smiling, you know, do what you want, you know. It's your job, do, you know. And she said, I hurt you. I said, no, you didn't. And she had to do it all over again, you know, because she messed up. She had to do it twice against a procedure, against a painful, zacht, super painful. I said, no, you didn't hurt me. I did. I know that I did. No, you didn't. Yes, I did. You're just trying to make me feel good. I'm telling you, I didn't feel no pain, lady. Get lost. I said, what do you want from me? I'm joking. I didn't say get lost. But I didn't feel pain. And I gave the Avish there because I'm involved in B'tochen so much. They treat you different. You're heavily involved in B'tochen, you get different service. Your life is different. You're with the Rabbani Shalom. You're like this. So when I got, so it could be, I told myself, you gave the guy, Kol Merachem Abrius, I told the Bach, I gave him a ride, Erev Shabbos, I said, now because of you, my tooth will get better. Still hurt like crazy. But because Kol Merachem Abrius, you gotta believe it, Chazal. If you don't believe it, it's not the same. I did a chesed, now my tooth got better. But I reminded myself something else. You haven't been thanking lately. You became a frumma. God, I'm not studying, you're learning enough, and I'm not behaving, I'm not enough, I scout, and this, not enough, this, I became a frumma, the good old frumma, you want to go kill yourself, frumma, and a daven for this, I need this, I realized, hey, what are you doing? You're not thanking, you're busy, you want this, you want that, but it's ruchnius, yeah, the best ruchnius is to say thank you all day, that's ruchnius, so I decided to change my pitch. I said, thank you, and 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 thank you. And the toothache disappeared. What do you say to that? You're thankful to the Eibishter. You got a sonic is a time for thanking the Eibishter. Thank the Eibishter. There's so much to thank him for. And Achron Chava, what you got to thank him for is me. I know Lakewood's great. I know the Yoilim is Chashiv. I know... Thank you, the Eibishter, for Rav Weinkrantz's yahrzeit is Chanukah time. Thank you for Rav Scheinberg. Thanks for Avraham Avinu. Thanks for the Torah. Thanks for, there's so much to thank you. But thanks for my wife. Thanks for my kids. For my shviger that kills me all the time. I'm joking. Anyway, you have to say thank you. Abba. Last but not least. Say thank you for me. I just saw this in one of them. you're going to get it. For not being thankful for making that Hashem made you better than other people. I just saw it. No, but I'm not better. Here we go again. Not better, not better. Yet another destroys. Another is the Chorban. I'm the Sanusha Shel Zachari Ben Avkulis. Boom, Chorban makes a Mikdash. I'm the Sanusha Shel Gedalia Ben Achikim. Two stories of Tzadikim, the biggest. And the Anova brought the destruction of the base of Mikdash. There you go. How do you like that one? It's often a Chazal. These are not stop. Anova, watch out! Danger zone! And all those that aren't good at building themselves up, it's fine. Don't worry, you're not going to make a Chorban. It's not that bad. Don't listen to Mendel. But, Nishpar is a big schus, your broken heart. Very good. Abba, if you want to have a happy life, and without a simcha, the breast of a sayer from big breast of a chassid, he told me, by us and breast of, believe it or not, we hold more from Leiv Nishbar than Simcha. What? Yes, we do. So why are we into Simcha? Because it's much safer. Don't get involved. Don't look for Leiv Nishbar. It's Nishbar enough. Don't mess you up. Don't make it worse. You're enough to brachen. So we work on Simcha and we go for Simcha. Anyway. So, there's an Eis Ratzon. It's a time to thank your head off. Thank for everything and anything, for big things. Ramil used to say, even for the railing. Say thank you for that railing. Detail. Thank you. Everything. Thank you for everything. Thanks for my chasarin. Thanks for my yetzahara. You think yetzahara is bad to have? Ain't all the ma'ivan al divrei Torah and k'nishol by tefila. I know. I'm going to tell you stories. Look. Let me ask you a question. The guy that's knocking and learning, and he's finishing the Masechta, and everyone's raving over him, and you're sitting in back, and you have difficulties learning, and your head's not working, and you have to look at all these other Mitzionim, and you're not quite there. Tell me, who's bigger, you or them? It's Pashit. You're by far bigger. Because you have a difficulty. They don't have difficulty. Just forget it. They're not you. You're the one that's coming to a new yeshiva. You feel out of place and you feel this. By the way, Divrei Chizik, anybody want, get them. They're great. He did a beautiful job. What's up? Anyway, so you're bigger. And the guy that's muching over Kass, again, I got angry. Now, you are a calm person. But this guy, there he goes, screaming at his wife. And everybody heard that. Even the neighbors right through the walls. They heard that embarrassing. He screamed at his wife. Wow. And he's never, after so many years, he still can do that. And then the other guy that's depressed, he still can't smile after years of trying to get that. Put up a plastic front of a smile. He's still, everybody looks at him, he's still depressed, you know. The guys that are not making it, they are the greatest people around. Boom, Tzaira, Agra. I know a true story of somebody when he's at all-time low. He was doing things that were not kefi kvaydai. And he told me that in that kufa, he had the biggest nisim in the universe. In that kufa. He didn't have it otherwise. And they were telling him, Shemayim, this is the best time of your life. When you're not the big Kanaka, and things are working, and the Seder didn't go so well, and your head's not there straight, and your wife yelled at you yesterday, and you're busy being jealous with this and with that, this is the best thing. When you're the Nebuch guy, don't make away with it. Anyway, you have to thank Hashem for all the bad stuff and everything else. Now I have, Rabbi Sai. I could play it, but I'm busy recording right now. On this telephone, I have somebody who had made a long drasha. I could play it over to you. It's night shaykh. Here's a drasha. I don't even remember. I remember, but people call me Yom Balayla. A husband and wife called me up. They had a baby with very high lead content in his blood. And the doctors were in a big time alarm. This is a Shrek. This is serious stuff. Big time alarm. And they're going to have another test to verify, and that's it. You get Hashem Yerachem, the kid is slated for a life of Gehenna. Whatever's going on there, I don't understand. Now, they called me up. I told them, it's nothing. And I'm a Rebbe, and I know better than the doctors. Tell them it's nothing. I don't remember exactly what I said. But that's me. I could talk like that. I could have said that. But that's for sure that I said it's nothing. And I told him, you want to get rid of it? 1, 2, 3. Get together before that test. Push off the test as much as possible. The second test. And spend your time harving a betochen, neighbors to make it zonish, make it zero. That the Rebbe Mandel's bracha should take a work. Make the Rebbe right. Anyway, I got a phone call back. They did this for about a week. And until as far as they could go, and they finally got a phone call. You got to take the test now or so. Okay, we're taking the test. They took the test. Now, when they first took it, the number was 16. Normal is 4 or 5 is borderline crisis. 4 or 5, that number. 16 is Hashem Yerachem. That's what the numbers that they had. That's where the doctors were going panicky. And I said, you don't panic me. I have betochen, no panic schmanic. We're going to be fine. The numbers shot down to 2. Which is more than the most normal numbers in the universe. In 1 week, they had a Gantz Yeshua. Not only that, before, they got the impression, even the reception, whoever was there, their ruach of the tachem was so strong that the people around them said, yeah, probably nothing. They made a Kiddush Hashem with the tachem. Anyway, that's a story, it's not the first time I've done. I have a lot of stories like that. A lot I recommend. You take that another test, go to a next doctor. I had that myself. The doctor said, hey, what I just saw now, whatever you saw. That wasn't there before. This is serious stuff. I went to whatever. And then I says, oh, yeah, it is serious? Yes. It's very serious. Oh, really? Yes. Oh, okay. Let's double check about this. So I went to a bigger guy in that same field, and I davened in the middle. I said, hey, just to get rid of this stuff. I don't want to have a whole problem. Oh, don't ask when I was walking in the street and I was seeing flashes of whatever. I go to a bigger doctor. You have nothing. You're perfect. But there's another test you can take just to make sure. I said, Zayim Gizun. Don't give me just in case. Zayim Gizun. I was yaita already. I'm well and I lived happily ever after. Don't, you know, people are, you know, and make sure, you know, what does it say? Ain't habracha, bracha shaira, mido b'minyan, you know? I want to tell you that when you get nitty gritty, you're losing. Don't get complicated. You're fine. Go home. Anyway, so, now I want to tell you something. So this younger man calls me up. He had a brain, Rahman al-Tzlan. They just found it again. He had a gidul in his brain. He had a growth in his brain. Hashem Yerachem. 2.5 years ago, they took it out, and now they just found it again. And they have to make in a couple of days, 3 days, they got to double check, and they're ready to start. And he's going out of his mind. He went through Gehenna last time, 2.5 years ago, taking out the growth and everything. And now he's old. So what did he do? He calls Mandel. Mandel, what should I do, Mandel? I said, don't worry. Very edel guy, sweet fellow. I said, don't worry. You, before you take that retest, you sit there and you harav ha-betachon. Now watch. Him and his wife got together. And he harav ha-betachon. They didn't tell me how much time they spent, but the last day it was 2 hours. And they went to the test. He was clear. This happens all the time. I want to tell you something. Before I was speaking about Rabbi Miller, Rabbi Miller said, brought down, Shari Tshuva says, Schari Godel Adla Shamayim. You have Schar until the Shamayim if you're going to praise Tzaddikim. Okay? That's a reason. Adla Shamayim. He kept repeating. Now I want to say something. If I had Rabbi Miller here, I'd like to discuss with him how he would deal with this. But I'm more familiar. That was Rabbeinu Yonah in Shari Tshuva. There's another Rabbeinu Yonah in Mishlei. Those are the ones I know best in Perek Gimel. And there it says about the Midah B'tochen, and it says, Schari Gadol, Mei Al HaShemayim. You hear the Diyuk? Ad LaShemayim, and it's Mei Al HaShemayim. I don't know what neither of them means, but it looks like it's more. And he has a whole shmuz praising, tzaddikim praising, of a B'tochen. B'tochen, there's nothing in the world like B'tochen. And Chanukah is an Eis Ratzon. Chanukah, you can be zeichet to anything you want. I got my $14,000 last year's Eis Chanukah. I owed money. They're coming at me again. They're chipping me for money. They want money. All right. I need money. So, you know, they don't get, you know, if you go around all day saying I need money, it's not the way to go. You go around feeling like you're rich. The Eibishter helps you. You act. There's a mighty good breast of a story. It's the best of a story that I think. It's so beautiful. Nachman Breslov held. This is what they say. He held after a while. His musa didn't really penetrate the way it should. He decided he's going to tell stories. And the story's a Haflevel fellow. Very deep. In the Shalom, there's a stack of stories over there. One of them is about the difference between the Tam and the Ganzer Chacham. The Chacham ends up in the garbage and the Tam comes out ahead. I relate to that one, boy. Be a Tam, don't be so smart. Check this, check that. They say, listen, I don't want to get in trouble with all, but they say Moshe Feinstein was against taking a physical. No. What are you looking for trouble for? Don't be complicated. Be a Tam and be, you have to check this, check that. Look, if you're not holding by it, don't listen to me. That's what I have to say. And everybody's different. You have to have a Rebbe. I had a Rebbe for every step I took in my life. I was heavily involved with a Rebbe. Should I? Yes, no. You get Siyata Nishpaya. When you have a Rebbe, he tells you, should I do this? And he was a big Baal B'tochen. I trusted him. I looked for a Rebbe. Who has the most B'tochen? That's my Rebbe. I wasn't looking for, you know, Matthew Schwab went to Kamenetz to see her Baruch Be'er. They say he didn't go there for the learning. He went there for a bar of beds and moon and talking. Anyway, you're allowed to go for learning also. Nishkefel. You're allowed to learn. It's okay. No, won't kill you. Especially bar of beds, the way he used to learn was a different learning. The Heilige Abaye, the Heilige Rava, the way he used to learn. Anyway, so what was I talking about? What was this?
Moshe
didn't want to go physical. Yeah, Moshe didn't want to go physical. Anyway, so the person, you don't complicate. Tell him, Tia, you be tzmimistic with the Eivishta, you know. The best of the story. Here he goes. Very good story. Half of all. So this breast of a story about the Tam is required reading. It is so revolting. With the Tam, I had from that a lot. I davened. It's fine. He didn't go around saying, well, some people it might be good to go around all day. That's not really davened. I really, no good. You know, he was like, everything that Tom did was very simple. I did it. I'm very happy. Everything's good. You know, I'm married. This is my wife. She's a sweet, lovely lady. She screams all day. Don't complicate me. She burns the soup. No. She doesn't really like you. Stop with this. She doesn't this, and I don't really that. That relationship. I'm a Tom. I have a wonderful wife, and leave me alone.
my father, wonderful person. I'm a great guy. I'm a tzaddik. I learn. I daven. I'm fine. But it's not the real thing. You really have to be this. You really have to be that. Do you get me? That's the gist of my pirish on that story. It's a very hush of a pirish, in my not so humble opinion. I hold it to them to have us. Now, what a title like this. There's another story there that's Hafla of a fella. There was a man that wanted to go to London. He sold everything he had. He went to London. He bought himself a diamond, and he went to London. He was going to sell the diamond, become a millionaire. He had his money sitting in. He sold everything, put it in one diamond, and he took a trip on a ship to go to London. And he's on the ship, and he's walking around like he owns the world. He had a diamond, ho, ho, ho. And he was friendly with everybody, with the captain, with the big guys. Fine. Now, what happened? He decided he's going to sit down and eat by the deck. And he had a big table over there, and the waiters came in with food, and he ate, and figured it helps digestion when you're looking at a nice thing. You know, they say Rabbeinu Tam, when he wanted to start it, learn a Tosis, he used to look at nice kelim. That's what the Archavas Adas, there is such a Zas. Okay, whatever. Beautiful silver thing. Okay. Now, he's sitting over there, and he has his gorgeous diamond. And he had already told the captain, you know, I'm a millionaire. I mean, I have this diamond, and I'm going to London. I'm going to strike it rich. Took a special boat. Oh, very nice. And now, he's on the boat, and he's eating, and he puts the diamond there, enjoying it, and then he falls asleep. And as soon as he falls asleep, the waiters come, and they pick up the tablecloth with all the crumbs, and go, whoosh, and they throw the whole business into the ocean with the diamond together. Bye-bye, diamond. And the guy's sleeping through the whole thing, and he wakes up. Uh-oh. Now, what would a person do? You go berserk. Not very meshuggah. It's a mitzvah, no? But you said meshuggah mimari necha. Before it's a pasuk. Very meshuggah. Scream, yell, ah, my diamond! So this guy was a smart guy. And he said, okay, look, I'm going my way like nothing happened. I'm not interested raising the roof and crying my head off. Not into that. He goes ahead and he makes believe nothing happened. And he meets the captain. The captain says, how are you doing? Oh, wonderful. Everything? Yes, yes. Everything good? Oh, you had a good meal? Yes. How do you like the trip? Oh, beautiful. See the seagulls? It's a beautiful trip. I'm looking at the white whales. It's such beautiful silver be in London. Wonderful, wonderful. Now the captain likes this guy and he decides, listen here, I gotta give you something. I see you're a rich guy, you have a lot of money. You're giving me money another time, but I have the bottom of the boat of this ship is loaded with tvua, with grains. It's worth a fortune. Let me sell it to you. You'll pay me another time. It's okay. No problem. You just sign. The grains are yours, and you'll take care of it. See, you know, this guy's a rich guy with his diamond, you know. He sold them all the grains. Right after he sold them the grains, the captain had a heart attack. And the captain was ice captain. And there was nobody there. And the contract said, all those grains are mine. And the ship parked, it comes there to London, and he'd take out all the grains to him, which was worth much more than that diamond. So the best of us say, beautiful, because he went around. Well, look what happened. Look at it. Don't get excited. Laugh at the goodness. Don't make a whole fuss. You never do that. Never press the panic button. It's going to pass. You know, people call me up all the time. You know what they do? This is what they do. I get phone calls. Please call me right back. you know, this guy calls me up. Please, you must call us. Urgent. This just happened. And I says, I had about 10 calls, for people to call. Half of them are not, I don't know. A lot of people don't leave messages, b'chol. So I don't know how much I'm a chuyiv. You know how much I can get 12 calls with 3 messages. And I said, what about these 12 guys? Arachman is on them there. Maybe one or two of them I'll pick out. I recognize the name. Okay, I'll call you by all that. Like the title of Al-Hishar is, I can't do it. So anyway, so he, so this guy, this guy calls me. You got to call me back. You got it. It's Murdy. It's so important. So I call him up. And he had a vart that he held was very important for me to hear. Okay, I had a mind. But that's when he told it over and he repeated it a few times. I'm sitting there, okay. And I was trying to get him like cat and mouse. For 2 days I was running after him because he kept calling again and again and again. And he tried to get after me. You must. Who knows? I get calls. You know this. I get calls from people who are about to say vidui. I promise you. I get calls from people who are about to say vidui. And they call me up. Maybe you can still save them. Mandel, you can do it. You can save them. They come up to me. What do you want from me? They look at me. I tell you what happened. Once the Kiddush Levana. There was no Levana. And I was standing, a whole crowd, 100 people, by Kel Shimshon at nighttime. And there's no Levana. And suddenly they see me. Oh, Mandel! How could that be? With you here? Get the Levana, come on! They look at me like a Gleisvas, you know, I gotta, so the guy's a Gleisvas, the guy's Nebuch, Halchay, and he's more there than here. Oh, call Mandel! Mandel the Balmaifas! So anyway, the God's the Balmaifas. So let's get, where are we up to? So, how do I get into this? What? Yeah, so people call me up. And they call me up. Listen to this. With emergency, I see the same name 10 times. And he's been calling all day. Then I call him back. Guess what happens? I call him back. This happens all the time. Call him back. No answer. I call him again. No answer. I let it ring 10 times. This guy's an emergency. He's been calling all day. No answer. I never heard. What's going on here? And I'll tell you what's going on. Sometimes I reach the guy a day or two later. There's very often I don't take the calls until later. I don't have time. So then one night I said, okay, put them both down. I'll call him. If the guys aren't there anymore, and the other half. Oh, yeah, I called you. It's okay. It's nothing. Oh, yeah, yeah. But you sounded like it was going that much. It's fine. You know how often that happens? You know how often that happens? When people press panic buttons throughout your life, you're going to be doing it. Panic button. And then, oh, yeah. It was nothing. So you have to wait. Hold it. Don't get carried away. Next time you have a peckle, Shlomo Melch used to go with a ring, and it was written on the ring, Gamze Yava. He used to walk around riding in his royal carriage wherever he went. Everybody saw Shlomo Melch, Gamze Yavar. Don't get so tzedoodled. Don't. It's going to pass. Zayin Gid, this peckle that's driving you up a wall. I want you to know, I encourage everybody to make a diary. Make a diary. I just spent my time. I put a lot of time in it. It bothered me a little. I'd rather learn maybe. I'm not sure what I'm doing here, but somebody gave me a good book. He said like this, Mandel, there's plenty of guys learning. Davidson needs a guy more into Muslim. So sometimes I don't know what to do it for me. I have a mind. The clown needs some interesting guy who does this. By me, Musa Seder means writing down. Davidson, thanks for this finger. Thanks for that. Thanks for Rabbi Yosef Yaffe, who got me onto Torah any time and who faithfully does all the job for me every time. I eat the tzaddik, you know. I thank for Rabbi, you know, this, you have a lot of chashuv, but people at Rosh Kedilim over here, my chevra, who give out my stuff, and who have great thank Hashem for all the Chashiva Olam here. Rabbi Lang, Rabbi Palmer, all these great people there. That's Shaiach. Anyway, you spend your time thanking and thanking. Make a diary. Make a diary. Make a dear Abishta, my sister, La Shalom. She was a Tadekis Gemura. She was unbelievable, my sister. She should have a lichtig Gan Eden. You know what her house looked like? She had guests. She lived in Crown Heights. She was a Belzer. The Belzer became a Sklera. But they were from Crown Heights all the time. She had people moving into her. And this one owned this part of the house. The other one owned these interesting people who smoked all day and made the house like, you know. And she lived with it. And don't ask me how she did it. And in fact, any goods left over 30 days, she had that sign. Like, it was her house was a public. She spent her life with so much achnasi sarcham in the giant. Anyway, what was I saying? What was I saying again? Oh, the diary. After she was nifted, they found she used to write letters to the Abish to be a schuss for Rachel Bas Rav Nachman. She used to write to the Abish there. And you know what she used to write? To be a schuss for a holy neshama. She used to write, Abish to so-and-so is getting on my nerves. How do I see good in him? It's getting hard. And the next day she writes, Avista, thanks. I think at this point I'm beginning to soften my feelings towards that person. Imagine. She's worked on herself. What the Avista was, you know, you can't get a Rosh Avad. So take the Avista. Sherman Moonim says, you don't have a Rebbe? So use the Avista as your Rebbe. Use him. If you use him, if you save a Pemali, Avista, from now on you're my Meriderach. You're going to see things happen. You won't believe it. You're going to see Nisim in a place. You'll open a safe. But what you want to know, I had a Maisa today. I do things. The latest in Abisha Maifas. You want to hear my latest Maifas? By the way, my Hasidim could do this too. This is not exclusive. As I said, my Hasidus allows room for all my Hasidim to, each one could become a Rebbe. B'chayai! It's fine. B'chai, you don't have to wait to become a Rebbe right away. There's no problem. Now, I want to tell you, but there's someone sitting here who could do this just like me. He's great. All of you guys are great. Anyway, but let me tell you what happened in the last week. In the last week, not more, week and a half the most, I had 4 different cases of Kasha Lele. Someone called me up. My wife's having terrible, terrible pain. She's giving birth and she wants Rabbi Mendel's bracha. I gave one buha. And I called up 5 minutes later, Mazel Tov. One buha did the trick. She was there for hours. One buha from Rabbi Mendel. Maybe it's the sword. The Yidin that wants me. You know, when they asked, no, Rabbi, and I was the first person to know. They also called me back to say, by the way, we're telling you first. You know, it's a big thing to be the first person to know the news. You know, you didn't tell me first. You called my brother before me. That's it. We are not on speaking terms. How dare you call him first? First, you're supposed to call so-and-so to tell the news. And then it's a coming all over the place, you know. The Vardy, everything. Save me for last. Don't bother me. Stuss said, oh, you called me first. That means I'm the better guy. You're the better guy. Anyway, so I got the, what was I saying? What am I talking about? Never, yeah. So that's the first one. Then I had another one. They said it's very difficult. Don't worry, I got a report back from all 7, and I gave brachas, it's going to be nothing yet, from all the 7 kids. This is by far the easiest later. Then I got 2 more. Someone called me on the telephone. Any complications? And my nephew, Shreklach, and my sister-in-law is going through Gehenna. And, and, And then he calls up 2 hours later. Now there's another guy, another lady with a large family. Suddenly things are going wrong. I says, God, by the way, I don't take names. Who needs the names? I say, Abister, take care of him. Abister, take care of him. Sometimes I get the guy on the phone. Yeah, it's got to be Gunners. I get a report, but it's still here. You want to hear it? I left it on. Both people, beautiful. Now somebody drives by. It was yesterday, I think. That makes sense. Yesterday. It was. What's today? Today's Sunday. Must have been Friday. I don't know when. Friday he passed by. Yes, it was Friday. He passed by. And he says, in my mishpacha, there's a mekasha lily. I say, you're going to have the easiest lady in the universe. After these 4 cases, you're going to have, I see the matzah. You're going to have, and it's going to be Givaldi. I got a phone call. He's a nice fellow. He calls back. Yes, everything. Baby was born. I want details. I promised an easiest later something's Lamalama Nateva. I got another one. Still here, by the way. If you want to hear, you'll hear the guy. He said, he's double checked. It was exactly like I said. Nisim Gluim Lamalama Nateva. Muchadikale Natstam. So how do I know this? Because I have a lot to do with the Yavish. I deal a lot with him. And I tell him, and by the way, I'm not so makbid that I feel it and I'm not into that stuff. I just talk, even in my head. You talk. I say whatever I want, positive stuff, whether I mean it, I don't mean it. I stick to my positive. After those 4 cases, I was sure. Now this guy thinks he may give me money too. That doesn't hurt. So imagine he thinks I'm a guy. So how does Mandel know? Because after 4 such cases, and it's so interesting, the same week, I get the same exact type of, I see this keseda, at the Eibishter, it's a kufa, the Eibishter, I know it's chesbonos, but I know it's all men of Shemayim. Anyway, the Eibishter, hoping we should have a list to get fed by that list of lach, daven. I'll tell you one thing, that you got a daven, it's going to work. Yagia choshchi, it's part of the nusach there. When you ask the Yiratzim before, I'd look, it's near. The chayshich of my life should brighten up. The main chayshich is your level of Zikya Rabbah. That's the way I see it. Hashem, the darkness in my life. Look what I'm doing. I only have 100,000 people listening to me. That's nothing. I'm expecting millions. I'm joking. But whatever it is, you have to. The gear chayshich, daven hard. The chayshich of you. You're learning Pashtetos. And the Mishpacha is learning. You can do anything by those neighbors. I don't believe in Dafka being by the neighbors. By me, a whole Hanukkah works. And by me, if I'm half asleep and it's Hanukkah, I suddenly get up, oh yeah, hey, mister, please help me. It's going to work. Because I got to tell you, Murray Degemeister, when I first started teaching, I was once davening I used to daven a lot for my class. And once at the end of the year, I took a look. All the kids did well, except for one boy. And I found out that I got his mother's name wrong. So I never said his mother's name the right way. So that kid didn't have Tassan. But that's before I got smart. Then I got smart. I says, Eivishter, I decided none of this name business is too much for me. People come to me. The name is this. Yeah. The name is. Eivishter, you'll help me without all that stuff. I heard from Adam Godel, he left at the Holy Vada, it's going to work. And since that day, I'll give you a bracha, it's going to work. People come back to me, your bracha worked. Which bracha? When? Who? I don't even remember. Your nisim happened. Oh, really? That's true. Because I just say, I don't take no names, I don't take no nothing. Eivishter, help! Help the guy that just walked over. I don't know his name. Maybe you know him. And help him out. I do this all the time. It's all Tali, my Rebbe Rebubin once told me, that you could daven for one person and be mighty 10 others. I'm just using one name, but everyone should be included. How's that one? They say the stipple at the end of the day, after all this kvitlach, You say one capital. He said, should be, might you all these names should get the Yeshua, you know. Mass production. Why not? There's a Mizrach Chavetz Chaim, someone came to him from a town. And he had a small town. He had 10 names, 20 names over there. Each kid, this one needs a Shidduch, that one needs a Rafua, needs a kid, this one needs Shalomai. Each one wrote them all down. That's what they say. Chavetz Chaim didn't even look at it. He said, just made like this. They'll be okay. The guy came home. He got the Shidduch. Yep. He got Shalomai. Chaim gave us like, I'm not yet holding that Madrega, but I'm lazy enough to do it. Do it. I don't get so like, you know, yes. Sometimes I do. I'll tell you what happened recently. The story is a gold mine. I was involved in a family that drove me up a wall. Not an easy situation. Wonderful people, the husband, the wife, tzaddikim, gemurim, the kids. But the family situation of Shalom Bayis was in the garbage can. There was a health issue with one of the parents, terrible, ongoing chronic health problem. And they had no friends. They needed someone to talk to them. The father needed a friend to talk out. He had no friends. He was a quiet type. No one liked him. No friends. And they felt they had a bad mazel ever since they're born, and the kids are dancing on their heads with sugar. So I helped them for a very long time. I wonder how much I accomplished. But here I am. I said, Rabbeinu Shel Olam, I am no more getting involved. Kreishi Yetzer Yodi. You're taking over that house. I'll get a daven to you. And I told them, I'm not talking to you guys for a week. By then it was a week, is like I got not so simple. For a week, no chances. I call back a week later. How are things? Even worse. You have heard the story of the guy that he told me to daven for his mother? And then a week later, and I gave a bracha, your mother should get all better. She's in the hospital, an older lady. A week later, I says, how's your mother? Well, since your bracha, she got worse. Remember that, Maisa? So then I davened extra hard, and she instantly, within an hour, she was much better. Anyway, so you davened harder, then it goes. So that's exactly what happened here. They said it got worse. So the next week, I davened with my whole heart. Not so much, a little bit. Hey, Mr. Please. And I specifically change the mazel, give them friends, the refuah business, the shalom bayis business. I call up 2 days later. Miracles, Rabbi, I mean, no, miracles. And I was sitting with them for weeks, going nowhere. And I davened one heart to get filled. And for the first time, the guy thinks he was born to have tzaddis. First time I liked him, he was suddenly liking me, and so-and-so wants to help me, and the Shalom Bayis suddenly, the first time in our life, my wife said something nice to me. He made a whole chasana, because the first time in his life, his wife said, smile. I'm joking. But it was the first time, and they couldn't deal with it. It was nisim, I was nisim. I have everything I asked for, I got. And they feel the mazel change. You're doing it. It says if your daven doesn't work, so daven harder, then it's got to work. But who says this to Reb Chatzel? Didn't work. Do it again. Now it's gonna work. Don't give up. And everybody should have a happy Chanukah with all the schoolers hazman and. We're going to turn over the world, bring the Gula Shlema, and thank Hashem for Lakewood, and thank Hashem for this wonderful Olam. And Achron Achron Chaviv! Thank Hashem that I'm such a great guy. Everybody should do it to himself. Hey, you made such a great guy. I saw this Chaviv's office. Brings out. You're going to get patched. Why did you thank Hashem for making you bigger than the other guy? How do you like that one? No one could relate. Nah, I'm nobody. So if you're nobody, you're not thanking. Well, you gotta thank you, you end up. So, is that gonna do the Shleiman the Kurd Mamish?